Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about this next segment because I'm able to welcome back not only a regular to this program, but also someone who I consider a friend. Deborah Hightower is back to talk to us not only about the success of her album and book called Love, but also what it's been like for her to share the love that she's been able to find through God with her readers and listeners, as well as how she's been able to also to show what it means to have a real relationship with God and to be in love with Him the way that she's been able to find. It's been over now, I think, 9 years that Deborah has been able to entertain and also to enlighten people through music. We're going to talk to her about the almost decade that she's been involved in the public life and also what's coming up next for her next. Deborah, hello to you and welcome back to the program. Really excited to have you back on with us. You know, Deborah, I think one of the great things about having you back on is that we get to not only connect about what it's been like for you since the release of Love, the album, and also the book, but also the empowering message that you've been able to share, as I said, now for over almost a decade. What has it been like for you when you think about, you know, really since that very first album, I think it was 2008, 2009, what has it been like for you to see the people, the way that people have gravitated to the music and also gotten the message?
Well, I think it is, you know, everybody wants love and everybody wants acceptance, and I think we're all trying to navigate our way in this world that has so many moving parts. You know, our paths change on a daily basis, even if we have the big picture in mind and we have a set goal. The path to get there really changes, and we have to make adjustments for that. So I think people are always looking for how to make the best adjustment. And, you know, the encouraging word that I have, the business word that I have, because I have such a background in financial planning, and, you know, all of those factors come into making us who we are. We want to be financially stable. We want to be financially successful. We want to be happy and fulfilled. And all of those things really make up who we are.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think it all comes back to realizing, as you have been able to do, Deborah, and I think you've really have encouraged others to do the same thing, is to realize your value, to realize your worth. How did that help you along this journey in not only bringing your best to God, but also bringing your best to your fellow man as well?
Well, I think we do have to mind our P's, so to speak. We have to be poised and prepared to be in the proper pursuit of our purpose. Because if we are not poised, which means confident in what our message is and confident in our purpose, and we're not prepared, then we can truly be in pursuit of what we're doing. So I think that as we change and as we move along that continuum called life and as we're on that journey, all of those factors have to be in place, because we see all around us every day that people who have made it to a very high status, whether they're a sport figure or just a music star or whatever they are, a founding of a business that blew up, you know, that made a lot of money, put a lot of pressure on that person, like right off the bat. If we are not prepared to handle all of that, we see it every day. People are falling because they were just really not prepared. So not only do we have to be poised, we have to be prepared. And then we have to have a plan to get on our route to pursue what actually makes us very happy. So when we do all of those things and we love the right way and we love ourselves and we love our neighbor and, you know, we put out there the good vibes, I think that's what makes it successful. I know that's what's made it successful for me. I'm a fair business person. I'm straight and to the point, and I treat others the way that I want to be treated. And even in this world that we live in now that is sort of cutthroat and, you know, people are out for their own. But if you set what your what your foundation is and what path you're going to take to pursue your purpose, and you do it the right way, and you do it in love and by God's standards, I believe that things will work out.
Yeah, and that is exactly what's been able to happen for you. Deborah, you mentioned the word love. That is a big part of, you know, what you've been able to do with the album called Love, as well as with the ebook as well. What I loved about the ebook, and we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can get both, but what I love about it is it really became an extension for you. I mean, to be able to share not only the messages of the album, but also to allow the audience, to allow us to be able to share our own thoughts as well. Could you have imagined that an album like Love would not only have had the reach that it has, but also be able to impact people in such a personal way?
I love it, and that's what, to me, music is all about. It's to fuel me, and it's to fuel others. And when you think about that four-letter word, it is powerful. It is powerful. And if you think about, you know, the Bible talks about it. Over 600 times some theologians have said that love is mentioned in the Bible, and it talks about God is love. So we all have to have some foundation from where we're growing, and for me it is a spiritual basis. And but we're listening to somebody. Everybody is listening to someone, whether or not they are spiritually based. I mean, you're listening to somebody. You're feeding your mind and your heart with something. So when the album title came, you know, I said, you know, I really want to do the ebook to go along with it. You can print it out, write in your own thoughts, because love is a powerful four-letter word. And if you notice the title, it's love, period. And love, period, actually means to me, God's love for me is unconditional. There's no ifs, ands, and buts that go along with it. There's no maybes. There are no conditions to it. And we as people, you know, sort of get that messed up sometimes. We put conditions on it. I love you, but. I love you if you do this. I love you, maybe. But God's unconditional love for us and my spiritual basis is what that all means. And if you look at what surrounds that word, it is a powerful, powerful word.
And I think that's the thing. If we can get that, I think that is a big help for all of us, Deborah. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm back with Deborah Hightower. She's back with talking with us not only about the album Love, period, but also about the book that accompanies it and the work that she's been involved in over the years to not only to empower individuals, to strengthen them, but also to encourage them. I want to talk about the encouragement for a moment, because part of the book, you know, kind of talks about, you know, what you have been able to find as far as what God has for you, as well as you've been able to share with others. I want to actually read something that you have in the book, because I think it kind of helps us to understand and appreciate where we are. This is what you said when talking about the book and its purpose. When love is the foundation, peace, joy, happiness, and success are not far behind. What the world needs now is love, co-written by Hal David, says it well. What the world needs now is love, sweet love, no, not just for some, but for everyone. His songwriting philosophy was simple. Try and tell a narrative. The song should be like a little film. Say things as simply as possible. Do you think that has kind of been the key for you, Deborah, to be able to say things in a way that reaches people where they are?
I absolutely think so, because sometimes just love is a very simple word. It's four letters. Everybody knows it. You know, it's one of the first words that you learn to read as you're a kid. The little words, it's the simple words. Underlying all of that is a very complex thing. But when you start where people are and you start with the basic and you say, hey, this music is telling a narrative. It's telling a story. It's encouraging you. Like one of the radio hits from the album is Hallelujah, Praise His Name. And that is a very simple song. But people have been able to grab hold of it because it's that gets that hook in your mind, and you're saying, you know, how many times do we say hallelujah? Golly, hallelujah, that worked out. Hallelujah, the police didn't stop me. Hallelujah, you know, all of those things. So it's a simple, catchy tune, and that's sort of the way the album is. It's fun songs. It's all about love, happiness, fulfillment. You know, we live in a world where we can get caught up in all the negativity if we're not careful. because it's all around us every day. I mean, we live in a desperate world. We really do. And when you can shine a little light or a big light on the lives of other people and encourage them to be their best and do their best and have and go get your passion. Go get it. Go get your blessings. Go share your passion. Go share your message. And that's what adds fuel to me, and I believe it adds fuel to other people as well.
One of the ways you've been able to encourage people outside of music is through social media. You are one of those individuals that are definitely using it, I think, for a great purpose. And, you know, you've been able to have an amazing audience there through Facebook and Twitter, people who are connected with you, Deborah, to be able to not only be inspired, but I think encouraged along the way. What has it been like for you to have people gravitate to you that way and to know that the reason they're coming to you is because they see not only the God in you, but also they see it in practice in the way that you're conducting yourself?
Well, social media has been a tremendous asset, I think, across the board, certainly for me. And it is reaching people that I would otherwise probably not get to meet on a personal level. And I feel that connection with my fan base. And if it's just a short little tweet or a short little Facebook post that people see that they may be having a bad moment and they need a little bit of encouragement and uplifting word for their life for that moment right there where they are. I think
right.
That has been tremendous in growing my fan base. And if I can just say a few little words to inspire somebody, you know, it's almost like I want to be that person. You know, when you get on the phone with a friend that can just make you feel better regardless of what you're going through, I want to be that person. I want to bring a smile and a laugh and a funny little joke every now and then that just fuels that, and it just gets that dopamine and all those chemicals running in your brain that makes you feel good about where you are and what you're doing. That's what I want to be to other people.
And you definitely are that, and I have seen it firsthand, Deborah. You mentioned Hallelujah, Praise His Name. We're going to be ending the segment with that single. The song, though, that I want to be able to start off this segment with, though, is Love from Love Period, is Just For Who You Are. Talk to us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, that's a great song as well, and it was really well received by radio. It was the second single released. And Just For Who You Are, it is basically that. God loves us just for who we are, and we love him for just for who he is, not what he can do for us, you know, but what we get and what we garner from him. It's almost gleaning his overflow. And I want all of that overflow to come. And when we give our all, I believe that things come back in a magnificent way. And it talks about like a rose touched by the rain, all the beautiful stuff. You know, roses are beautiful. If you see that drop of rain on it, it's just beautiful. It talks about the fragrance of spring and the never-ending beauty of spring and how love can move a mountain and how all these things can happen if we do what the Bible says, and that's love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and love our neighbors as ourselves. And goes on, you know, the Bible goes on to say and give the parable of Samaritan, you know, when the lawyer was trying to trip him up and saying, you know, well, who exactly is my neighbor? Our neighbors are who we touch. So even though I may never see my fans that I am encouraging, I may never see them face to face, but because I have touched them, they are my neighbor. Yeah.
There you go. It is a great message, and you guys are being able to enjoy it right now. Here's Deborah Hightower from her album, Love Period, Just For Who You Are. Stay with us for more Conversations Live.
As the morning dew, your grace and mercy brand new, like a rose touched by the rain, your beauty remains the same, worthy of all my all my praise.
Just for Who You Are from her album Love Period right here on Conversations Live. We've been welcoming back Deborah to the program to talk to us not only about the album but what it's been like for her to share not only the message but also her life with her fans, as well as, of course, being able to show people what's possible for them. She also highlights that in her book, also called Love Period. We'll be telling you how you can get the album and the book yourself. Both are available on Amazon.com now. But, Deborah, you know, I think one of the great things about this conversation is that it really shows that in spite of who we are, that God loves us and God wants the best for us. That is sometimes difficult for people to believe, I guess, because they look around the world and they see so much sadness, they see so much darkness. But how do you hope that this album helps people to understand that God has not forgotten about them, that God loves them, and that He does want the best for them just where they are?
And, you know, you are absolutely right. When we look around and we see the devastation that and the bad news that is around us every day, sometimes it is hard to realize that God wants the best for us. And, you know, the way that I deal with it myself, and I encourage other people to do it, is really just concentrate and read and study the foundation from all of the spiritualness of being a Christian, if you will, and that's the Bible. And there's so many things that can transform your life, you know, if you keep everything in perspective. We have only a certain amount of time during a day, so we can spend it thinking negative stuff, or we can think about positive things and how we can better our situation. And the saddest thing to me is that when I see people who need encouragement and say they want encouragement and want help, but they don't do anything to help themselves. It will only work if you embrace what God has for you in terms of studying His Word and transforming your mind and getting in a better place and actually doing something about it, because our feet and our intellect, our hands have to work it, because it's not going to fall out of the sky and hit us in the head. No matter how much we wish it did, it won't. It will not fall out of the sky. So we have to put our feet to work. We have to put our hands to work. We have to put our mind to work. A creator created us to be creative. We all have a mind. let's use it. You know, get off the sofa eating bonbons and watching movies. I mean, it would be great if I could do that every day, you know, and have things happen, but it just doesn't work that way. We have to take hold of what it is we want, and we have to work for it.
And that's the thing. We have work to do. I mean, I think that is a great message and a great reminder for all of us. You know, I will say this, in the book, A Love Period, where we're able to get also the lyrics of the song, you know, the lyrics of that song we just heard, Just for Who You Are, in that you say something that I think a lot of people, you know, can relate to. Why you love me, I just can't explain. But I give my all to you, not for the things you've done, just for who you are. And I think when we can get to that place when it's not about what you can do for me, but really what you've already given me, I think that in itself is a gift, you know, that we can definitely thank God for. Deborah, how can our listeners stay in contact with you, as well as tell them what's coming up next for you?
Well, everything is on my website at DeborahHightower.com. All the social media buttons are there. There's a contact page where you can send me an email if you like, and I love to get emails. And if you have a prayer request, send it to me. You want to tell me something, please feel free to do that. Facebook, Deborah Hightower, Inc. is my name, so it's Facebook.com, Deborah Hightower, Inc. And Twitter is Pinned by Deborah. And I would love to interact there. It's so important to do that. What's coming up next this summer, there's several festivals. They'll be all on my website and all the details about how you can attend. And who knows, we might be back in the studio very soon.
Never know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Well, we'll definitely be looking out for that. DeborahHightower.com is the website again. DeborahHightower.com is where you guys can go to stay in contact with all things Deborah. Again, the album we've been listening to here is Love Period. We're going to be ending off with the single Hallelujah, Praise His Name, also from Love Period as well. Deborah, you know, it's always great speaking with you, and I do consider you a friend, and so glad that you and I connected and have been able to stay in contact with. It's been great to see not only what God's been doing in your life, but also how you've been inspiring people and helping them, I think, to understand and appreciate that, you know, that what God does is not just for one person. He really wants the best for all of us just because of who he is. But as you said here, and I think it's a great thing for our listeners to remember, that we have to do our part, that he will only, you know, do what he says he's going to do, but it's really up to us to accept it, accept what he has for us. And I appreciate you for being an example of that. Last question I have for you, Deborah, is one I'd like to ask everyone this year, and that is, you know, about, you know, the passion that you have. You know, what do you say to people out there about not only how your relationship with God has strengthened you, but also how it has helped you in looking at the world differently?
Oh, wow. You know, we have talked about how bad the news is all around us. You know, you very seldom turn on the news or go online and look at the news. It's not really that many positive stories. It's always the bad stuff. And, you know, we can get caught up in that if we allow ourselves to do that. But there is good all around. There's good all around. And I think we have to make a diligent effort to find it. Love is all around. We just have to make a diligent effort to find it and to share it with others. And that's what has helped me. We just need to be nice to one another. We need to love one another. And, you know, I think that's why people have gravitated to me. I know that's why I gravitate to other people, is I want to surround myself with encouraging people, with nice people, and people that are looking to move forward and conquer, you know, all their dreams as well.
Well, you're definitely doing that, Deborah, and thank you for being that example. And I'm looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And for our listeners, thank you all for joining us as well. As promised, here is Hallelujah, Praise His Name from Deborah Hightower's album, Love Period. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy a good book and also some great music. Thank you all for tuning in. You all enjoy the song. Be back with you next hour.